information.
It's April 16th, the greatest day ever. On the 16th of April, 1889, Charlie Chaplin was born. The physical comedian would also be known by his world-famous mustache, until it was ruined for everyone by that idiot German guy. Have a great April 16th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
At 4 o'clock.
Fox News Radio, I'm Steve Rappaport. The White House reportedly putting the brakes on new sanctions against Russia for supporting the Assad regime in Syria.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley saying that they would be announced today on companies, according to the Washington Post, that provide the material for Syria to manufacture those chemical weapons. But the paper reported that the president was mad that they're being rolled out without another incident.
Fox's Eric Shawn at the UN, the U.S., Britain, and France conducting airstrikes in Syria over the weekend following a suspected chemical weapons attack. Russia denies a chemical attack took place. South Carolina authorities saying turf, money, and cell phones were at the heart of a deadly prison riot last night.
There were 17 people that were injured last night and 7 deaths.
Department of Corrections Director Brian Sterling, no guards were injured, the inmates surrendering peacefully after a SWAT team entered. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Rampage. The new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie took in more than $34 million at the box office this weekend, thanks in part to a daring new development in movie ticket technology. Because most people are too embarrassed to admit that they actually paid money to see a Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie, tickets for Rampage actually say, "Nope, I didn't see Rampage," which will allow Dwayne The Rock Johnson fans to credibly deny that they paid $12.50 to see a movie about a giant monkey bent on destroying the world with the help of a giant wolf and a giant alligator, along with free disguises for people who don't want to be recognized at showings of Blockers and or Sherlock Gnomes. It's just one of the many ways the Motion Picture Association of America is making it possible to spare the movie-going public from the shame and embarrassment so often associated with today's blockbusters. Thanks for listening, America. And for what it's worth, maybe you should think about reading a book.
You want to get mad?
I'm
looking at an article in Fox. You know, as I said last hour, the left has complete control of public education and apparently the textbooks. And I'm looking at, you got to see this tweet. In case you didn't think there was an effort going on in public schools to indoctrinate kids with an anti-conservative agenda, you got to look at the highlights from this history book. They're in yellow, and I will read them as best I can. First of all, history doesn't judge anybody until 50 years later. And I got to tell you something else. I saw the movie Chappaquiddick over the weekend. How did that son of a bitch get reelected to the Senate 7 times after drowning a woman in a DUI manslaughter, which is what it would have been today? He got away with it. And he sacrificed his best friend in the process because his friend insisted the right thing to do is own this and resign. And Teddy couldn't do it. And the way they played it, you want to see political hackery? Jim Gaffigan is in this movie. He's great. Ed Helms, who was horrible in that Vacation remake, plays the role of Joe, Teddy's best friend. And he's the one with a conscience. And their friendship ended when Teddy did not resign. Instead, he made this heartfelt, I mean, I remember all of this. This is all going on. The way they wove this all together with the moon landing happening at the same time. The way they wove this all together in the movie was brilliant. But I remember when all of a sudden Teddy showed up with a neck brace. And they showed him turning his head around. If you require a brace to hold your head up, you can't turn 180 degrees to see who's sitting behind you in church. But he did. It's amazing. And the only time that event became a problem for him was 11 years later when he tried to run for president, because that was the point where the rest of America, not Massachusetts, but the rest of America said, you know what? You did something really bad here. And I'm not buying your explanation. So no, And the Democrats had to acknowledge that this Kennedy will not be president, because that's the first thing he said after 10 hours later, when he finally gets to somebody to talk. The first thing he says is, I'm not going to be president. That was his big concern. You feel for the Kopechne family in this movie. They did a great job reenacting it, the accident, putting together the timeline. And at the very end, he looked at the camera and said, I'm going to let you decide my future. The other amazing thing in this movie is Joe Kennedy, the old man, plays a significant role, even though he had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they did it. I don't know who didn't look into the guy that played him, but he sure looked like somebody who had been through a terrible stroke. His role in this movie is very compelling, and I would not be surprised to see him get a Best Supporting nomination. But nobody cares, because we've got comic book movies out there to see and rock movies and all that stuff. Why would we go watch?
How dare you?
Why would we go watch a movie about an historical incident that's been laundered by the left-wing media? I'd like to know what it says in the school books about that. I'd like to know if it's even in the school books. Probably not. Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm glad you answered my phone call. Because you've got some work to do. I couldn't remember the number, so I asked Siri, and I got placed in Omaha or somewhere. Anyway, I finally got you by calling 272-9228.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I got Blue Water on the phone, they had to look the number up. So,
what are you calling for, sir? May I ask?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see the movie, but I'm glad you tipped me off on that. But let me ask you, I did call for a specific reason. I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
Why do we not see Republicans having voter registration drives?
Because the party is run by imbeciles. The party is run by people who don't have the guts to fight.
Right.
If there was one Democrat left in the Senate, if it was 99-1, that one Democrat would be fighting, scratching, and clawing for their agenda against the overwhelming weight of, and the rest of them would be afraid of their own shadow. That's what we got. Republicans don't have courage.
Right.
Of their convictions. They don't have the desire, they don't have the fire in their bellies to fight like Democrats do. And that's why they keep winning and getting away with seven re-elections for Ted Kennedy.
The Democrats don't really, care whether the voters are intelligent, do they? They just want the vote. They don't really care.
Well, of course, if you had to run an intelligence test, what questions would you use to ask, you know? And then you'd have, it's racist and discriminatory.
Of course. Well, that wasn't the only question I had, but I'll save the others till another day.
No, you can ask them now. We're not in any big hurry here.
Okay, so why do we have reservations for Indians?
Oh, I don't know.
See?
The government did set-asides.
Well, I guess it goes back to Jackson and the Indian Removal Act initially in the early 1800s, and then
but why don't we have reservations for black people? I'm just saying, it's not a racist thing, but, you know, if you're going to say that we mistreated some people, I just wonder.
Well, frankly, Your question and your logic a tad on the bizarre side, and I appreciate it. But
what the hell did he just say?
I don't know. It sounded kind of...
That call also was weird to me.
Me too.
You get that vibe.
Reservations for black people. See, the Indians were here first. The black people...
Well, it was actually Lincoln.
We're kind of dragged here.
Lincoln's initial idea?
Yeah.
Look into Liberia, was to take Liberia in Africa and to send African Americans back there. And then, of course, the history happened and Lincoln did free the slaves. But and it, they stayed here. But it's
I think that's a big apples and oranges comparison.
Well, and also putting the Native Americans on reservations has really been a major injustice and continues to it underserves, I think, the Native American population that's left in many ways. I mean, pseudo-sovereignty is an interesting idea, but if you look at Native American populations that didn't get recognized and don't have their own reservations, they've actually been very successful. There's something about the reservations that...
You should see... I go past the Seminole Reservation when I'm in South Florida. Now, this has nothing to do with people being pushed off their land and the slaughter and all that stuff that goes back to the 19th century and before that. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It is becoming Las Vegas. And it's theirs. And, you know, they own all the legalized gambling down there, the casinos, beautiful hotels. And last I heard, any member who can claim membership in the Seminole tribe automatically gets a check that's like $60,000, $70,000 a year because they're making tons of money and killing us with cigarettes. They also have cigarette places there because you don't have to pay the tax. They're not a whole lot cheaper than they are here. They used to be. I remember when I first moved to Florida, a carton of cigarettes was $4 at the reservations. And all they are trailers that you pull up next to and ask them for a carton of this or a carton of that. And now they're, you know, over 50, like most places. So it's not a big saving. I don't understand. Maybe I should just, now that we've gotten the Baumhauer's winning word out of the way, this would be a good day to go home early, don't you think?
Oh, sure.
Sure, why not? Let's take a minute. Oh, and here's Joe Biden with Republicans don't want black folks voting. Just make up crap, Joe. It's unreal. You know what we don't want? We don't want all black people feeling like they have to vote one way because of all that your party has done to or for them. You've done a magnificent job since the mid-60s of lifting black people out of poverty, of eradicating ghettos, of, you know, inspiring young black people to understand that there's real opportunity out there. You can make a great living for yourself if you just work hard. A fantastic job in eradicating all those problems from the 60s. And yet, somebody will have to explain to me how it is that things continue to go the way they do. It's 14 minutes after 4. I'm already, just based on that call and a couple of others, I'm already in the mood to not roll call.
Oh, come on.
I don't get that.
What are you going to do other than a roll call?
I don't know. Maybe I'll play Alexa, because when I get depressed,
yeah,
Alexa Silver is sometimes better than a good roll call. We can do it tomorrow. Let me take a moment. Debbie, JD, hang on. We'll get to your calls. 4:15. After the flood, the great flood of 2018, Peaches and Clean got the carpeting dry, but it's going to need to be replaced. And I'm just going to replace the carpeting in my one room. It was going to need it anyway, because me and White Carpeting, we're not a good partnership. We're just not.
Knowing you, that makes a lot of sense.
I need something that will, like the stuff we have in this building where you can dump a whole cup of coffee and right, nobody even notices it.
Right.
So I'm going to go see Jeff Mallinson and find a room remnant. Just big enough to fit the room. That's all I need. I don't need anything fancy. You can get them at a great price. They'll install it. It'll be done. And I'll have nice fresh carpeting. It'll smell good. And because I'll use a lot of baking soda to get... Water, man, can really cause troubles. Not just in getting things wet, but creating unpleasant smells after it sits for a while. So, but you, whether you're looking for one room like I am or you want to redo your whole home, Georgia Floors Direct is the place to go since 1969. It's a real wholesale price on high fashion, popular flooring. stuff that people actually want to put in their homes. They can arrange financing 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. And Jeff Mallinson has put together a merry band of floriers that will help you navigate tens of thousands of square feet of choices. They're great. It's been working for almost half a century that way. You don't tamper with a formula that works. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard, right across from Lowe's. All right, JD, I'm sorry you hung up. You were next. We'll go to traffic instead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Some spotty stop-and-go type stuff around the boulevard, all the way around the boulevard, as a matter of fact. 65 and 85 are all clear. Atlanta Highway, surprisingly not very busy this time of the day, at least not until you get down toward Madison Avenue in the downtown area around Maxwell Boulevard. There is a little backup down there. Otherwise, everything's looking really good. Bring any trade to the Reinhard Toyota Used Car Super Center and get an extra $1,000 on a Toyota Tacoma. The selection is incredible at Reinhard Toyota, the Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Jeff Sanders. Here's today's news headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men dead. It happened near the Mobile Highway in the 2800 block of Fairview Street. That's close to the Montgomery County Probate Office. Both men were pronounced dead at a local hospital. No names have been released and no word of any arrests so far. Governor Kay Ivey says Alabama lawmakers have set aside $11 million in the recently passed budgets for behavioral health services for Medicaid-eligible children. The funding is aimed at expanding community and home-based services. It's being offered by the Alabama Department of Mental Health for children and youth with severe emotional disturbance and those with autism spectrum disorder. And a local post office has reopened after a fire damaged part of the building. The fire was reported early Monday morning at the post office in Prattville. I'm Jeff Sanders. For the latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What an April we are experiencing with a cold night ahead. Clear skies. The winds will die down. Overnight low temperature by morning down to close to 40. Tomorrow, a nice recovery during the daytime hours. Sunshine with a high around 77. Tomorrow night, not quite as cold. Low 52. Then near 80 on Wednesday. Chance of a shower sometime Wednesday night, but the chances are small. And most of this week should be storm-free. Could be another storm system arriving at some point over the weekend. This is severe weather season in Alabama, and you can stay on top of severe weather with our free weather app. It has instant push notifications for severe weather watches or warnings wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
They're strong, and then there's Mom Strong. So now that she needs care after her surgery, it's my turn to be strong for her. And it's good to know there's help.
If you have questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED, and a registered nurse can walk you through the care options that best fit your needs. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing, therapy, medication management, and more. See how Kindred can help. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, and here's your 2018 real estate market report. The average sales for homes in our region was $161,700 for the first 3 months of 2018. Listings are taking less time to attract buyers, and the supply of available homes is shrinking. Sales of first-time buyer homes priced from $100,000 to $140,000 have been outpacing other price ranges in sales throughout the river region. Buyers are looking for well-cared-for existing homes that do not need major repairs and that are fairly priced. 80% of home buyers last year chose their home by curb appeal first before they called their realtor. Knowing how to price your home, how to stage your home, how to show and present your home will make all of the difference of whether you sell your home. For all the details, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or bogoodson at charter.net.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, and we're in our new shop in Peppertree, and it's beautiful. It's springtime. We absolutely love springtime. You know, whether we're cleaning your jewelry, of course, no charge to do that. We'll polish, re-rhodium a ring. We'll re-dip it. You can have lifetime dipping at Marguerite's. Ask us about that. It's one of the best services anywhere. We can trade in some of your things you're not wearing anymore, make something new for you, or just come up with a brand new creation. But surprise her at Marguerite's. We're now in the Peppertree shops. We're open 7 days a week near Chappie's in East Montgomery. Come visit us. Thank you.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
James Comey breaks his silence.
What happens next?
The ABC News exclusive event starts right now with Chief Anchor George Stephanopoulos.
The day after you were fired, the president is meeting in the Oval Office with the Russian foreign minister. He calls you a nut job. Says that the pressure on him has been relieved. What did you think when you saw that?
That if you keep on getting into trouble and breaking the law, it can only lead to one thing, incarceration.
And to those who say you should have brought Hillary Clinton before a grand jury?
Nip it in the bud.
That's stunning.
When we come back.
Is Donald Trump unfit to be president?
Stay with us.
Amazing. His approval in Rasmussen, 51. With the with every single media source, just did you watch SNL?
A little bit
in
the background.
Did you see the De Niro?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Was that funny?
I wasn't really paying attention. I was reading.
Reading, eh?
Yeah, my roommate said that all, and I was reading, finishing up a book called Sapiens.
I heard about it. I did. It wasn't like one of those things. Oh God, you got to go. Not like Alexis Silver, where you got to go back and hear it. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for waiting.
Hi.
Welcome to Happy.
I'm going to end up happy. I'm just going to put in 2 cents on this man that I guess has some issues with people that are different races. I'm not sure. But anyway, as far as Native Americans go, let's face it. They were here first. We took their land. And thank goodness somebody at least let them have a few parcels of pretty much worthless land to call their own. And the only thing that bothers me today is that the government still feels they can go in, our government thinks they can still go in and take the resources. But outside of that, they deserve it. They deserve a whole lot more. But, you know, a lot of countries don't give you squat if they take you over. So I guess they're lucky they got that. But, you know, it is a sad thing, no matter how you look at it. That's all I want to say on that. That's a total different thing than the rest of us coming over here. Okay. Out of the way. Done with that.
Okay.
Now, what I want to know, Mr. Yes. Gray, have you planted your tomatoes yet?
No.
oh, no.
We had the storm coming in this weekend, so Randy Burkhalter advised that I not do it until after that last severe weather threat passed through.
I gotcha. So.
But,
I bought mine. I haven't put them in the ground yet either. Yeah, what else are you
going to
go ahead and grow?
Well, this year, I can promise you one thing about my tomato plants.
Yes.
And I may actually recoup some of the money I've spent recently. I may set up a tomato stand.
You did that well?
I produced hundreds of pounds of tomatoes before we had this, like, 8 to 10-inch rain that kind of flooded the little farm and everything got waterlogged.
Oh, my gosh.
Squash this big, man. It was like a small bomb.
It's a large squash.
What kind of tomatoes were you growing?
regular tomatoes. I don't know that they were specific.
Big boys or something, yeah.
I don't know, but they, man, and they grew fast. They grew fast.
Well, mine all got ate up by squirrels, and I got to find a way of keeping the boogers off of my plants.
I have rabbits.
You have rabbits. I would rather have rabbits. They would only eat the low vines. No, this squirrel can get onto everything, and he eats a bite or two out of one, and then he goes off to the next. Instead of eating just one and being done, no, he's got to taste them all.
I had some. I tried to grow some corn, and it got up nice and tall, and then as soon as the corns appeared, all of a sudden the little niblets started to disappear. So somebody thought it might be deer because we do have some deer in the area that roam. But I know we have bunnies in the yard. And when bunnies want corn, they're capable of knocking a plant down and getting it.
You've got some ferocious bunnies.
Everybody else has manly masculine. I got wabbits.
I hate to say what I saw on Facebook around Easter about the Easter eggs. You don't want to know.
Oh.
It involved a rabbit and a chicken, and that's all I'm telling you.
Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate that.
I have to cheer you up. You've got to have a good afternoon.
I am. I'm having a great afternoon. I really am.
Okay.
I got my taxes in. I got my key lime pie sort of caught up, although I just had a request for one. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give this show to Joey and just make pies.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to tell you, you do make a good pie. I got one year, and I loved
that's
it.
That's how we gave
Thank
them away
you
as
much.
Prizes.
Right, and I was fortunate. I actually got one, and it was absolutely delicious. As my mother says, it was so good, I slapped my brains out with my tongue eating it.
Well, Debbie, thank you very much for the compliments, and that encourages me to try something new. We got to run. I need you to do me a favor, young Joey.
All right.
Would you see if we can get Monica at El Jalisco? Well, I want to listen to a little clip from Judge Jeanine on Mr. Comey that we'll play, right? That's going to give me, I see what the problem is.
Honesty and contradictions. We'll find out Tuesday when disgraced former FBI Director James Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, hits the stands. Truth, Lies, and Leadership? Really? Talk about an oxymoron, Jim. You're the ultimate liar. You lied on multiple occasions to multiple people, including Congress, under oath. And that's a crime. Truth? You refuse to follow the law, causing both Republicans and Democrats to call for your head. And leadership? You violated the rules of your own agency by leaking classified information to a friend to leak to the New York Times. You went along with Loretta Lynch's false narrative that Hillary's case was a matter, not an investigation.
I like this, so we'll go back to this. I just wanted to get a taste. Hey, speaking of taste, there is no better taste for Mexican food than you find at El Jalisco, and here she is, the queen of the dimples, Monica. How are you?
Good. How are you, senor?
Oh, senor. You know, the guy that turned me on to El Jalisco, my accountant, Steve Duro, I saw him this afternoon. I'm sure he'll be there for 99-cent Taco Tuesday like he is, and that's for lunch and dinner, right?
Yes, sir. All day.
We still have a Monday night dinner to take care of. What you got? What's your specials today?
Today you have specials: chicken quesadillas or beef quesadillas for $1.99.
Wow!
And pollo loco is pretty good. It's like rice, grilled chicken, and white cheese on the top, only for $5 per day.
What was the chicken that you made for me last week that I took home?
The pollo Jalisco.
Pollo Jalisco, that was so good. There wasn't so much as a grain of rice left on my plate.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's that good. It's like I tell people, you know, tried a lot of the Mexican restaurant places around town, and it was all right. I never went back to any of them until I found you. And among the other things I like, you have a really nice staff. They're very friendly. The service is good. And you have some drink specials during happy hour, right?
Yes, sir. 3 to 7, $3 margaritas, and beer, Balay, and Michelutra for $2.99.
Well, if you just got off work and you're looking for something cold and some great, I mean really great Mexican food, 5 stars on the salsa, chips and salsa at El Jalisco, and very reasonably priced without at the sacrifice of great taste. You must try El Jalisco. It's on Atlanta Highway, right across from the Krispy Kreme. And when you're there, please tell Monica and the staff that you heard about them here on News Talk and ask to see her dimples, because they are prodigious. Prodigious dimples.
Thank you.
You have a good afternoon.
You too, sir. Thank you.
She is so nice. And that is a great restaurant. 99 cent taco Tuesday for lunch or dinner all day long. We'll go back to this Judge Jeanine thing here in a minute. At 4:32, let's take a quick trip to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment, and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looks like we got an accident. Just happened a few minutes ago. On the Eastern Boulevard, it'll be in the southbound lanes of East Boulevard coming up to I-85. Got traffic messed up in both directions right there around that construction zone, so be very careful over that way. Also, some extra traffic over on Taylor Road. That'll be southbound between Atlanta Highway and I-85 and downtown on Madison. Looks like quite a bit of traffic down there as well. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a new 2018 Toyota Camry with a new body style as low as $349 per month with no money down. Just sign and drive at Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sunday after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, it's interesting. Every day I get a bulletin from, it's an industry newsletter, that, and one of the things they send out are basic ratings from all over the country. And as goofy as San Francisco is, the station that carries Mark Levin is the number one station.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
There are a lot of people out there.
I just don't know how anybody who's a conservative can live with that insanity. People that are handing out poop maps. I mean, the cable car used to be the, you know, number one attraction in San Francisco. And it's a wonderful city to walk. The Wharf is great. They probably have the best baseball stadium in all of America. But the craziest people I've ever seen. I don't know how you do that. I could not. But there, I believe there's, from what I read over the weekend, there's a good chance that something can make the ballot this November that will create three Californias.
Mm.
Not two, but three. A, you know, away from the big cities, halfway down the state, Northern California, Southern California, and then California will shrink to the populated counties around San Francisco, Oakland, L.A., you know, all those valley towns, down to San Diego. And because they're the ones right now, they're not interested in enforcing their border, and it's a price that we all have to pay. They don't seem to be concerned with protecting their own citizens. I don't get it. I don't know how people can live with that. Here's a guy who wants to buy Trump a beer. He was a survivor of that chemical weapons attack. From Town Hall, Kasim Eld survived the 2013 Syrian chemical attack, and for 2 years has lived in a constant state of war and violence. As a refugee in America, his heart longs for peace in his homeland after years of President Obama's reluctance to intervene. Eld is thrilled that President Trump is finally helping the Syrian people. Specifically on CNN, he said he would love to buy Trump a beer and sit down and explain to him just how bad the situation is there. And, of course, the media will report that with great candor.
Sure.
Hillary and the DNC facing a massive lawsuit over a 2016 money laundering scheme. I bet they'll get right on that. And I got to see what Alan Dershowitz had to say about Comey. Sums him up perfectly in three words. Harvard Law Professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz charged Comey that James Comey, or Monday, that James Comey is a man with no courage, as he didn't have the nerve to stand up for what he believes when he ran the FBI. This is a man without courage, Dershowitz said. He didn't have the courage to tell the president to his face he was wrong. Instead, he leaked it. He didn't have the courage to walk out of the meeting, which he said was an improper meeting. When he was in the presence of the president, he showed no courage. This is a man without courage. Dershowitz met with Trump recently after the famed civil liberties expert said it was wrong for the FBI to raid the office of Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Dershowitz called that a dangerous day for lawyer-client relations. How about that? Who would have thunk? I remember I got to interview Dershowitz a long time ago. One of his clients was Mike Tyson, and it was after Mike Tyson had been charged with rape. And I said to him, I got to be honest with you right out of the get-go here. I despise your client. And his reaction was, I get it. I understand. But he's got to be represented. Tyson was found guilty. He got rather light sentence considering it was rape for some years and stuff. And he did spend time in the slammer. But at least he's fair. He still calls himself, it's the classic definition of liberalism that's in play here. Because the people that say they're liberals, they're not liberal. They're fascists. They want to stop everything. They want one thought, one belief system. And when we come back, I'm going to take you into what the history books are saying about this most recent election in 2016. It's unbelievable. And this is why the future looks grim, because they have successfully taken control of the education system and the shaping of young minds. And those that go to public school are pretty much doomed to that exposure to that thought process. Sad. 4:38. Good day in the markets. Let's go to Fox Business.
You might see fewer construction crews around town. Home builder confidence dropping. Higher mortgage rates keeping more buyers on the sidelines, at least for now. Stocks starting the week seeing green. The Dow up more than 200 points on Monday. And keep an eye on Netflix Tuesday morning. After the bell, the streaming video company said it added 7.4 million total subscribers in the first 3 months of the year, including more than 5 million overseas. That's more than expected. Well, businesses looking to make your tax day less taxing with tequila. Chili's offering a special $5 margarita on Tuesday at participating restaurants. And Applebee's will continue serving Dollaritas, a dollar margarita available for the whole month. Wow. With the Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
At Progressive, we think your custom cupcake shop is first class. Yeah, your cupcakes were first class from your first day of cupcake class right up till you graduated. First in your class. And a first class, first in class top brass like yourself deserves Progressive Business Insurance. With over 30 business and vehicle options, you'll feel like you and your cupcakes are flying. First class. So move your center of mass to ProgressiveCommercial.com real fast. Now you're cooking with gas. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, what do you have coming up?
The Spring Cleaning Yard Sale, April 21st, on a Saturday, out in front of the store. The vendors will be set up out there. This is when they have to clean out everything. And, you know, as vendors, we have a big collection of stuff. We need to turn over and move so that we can redo our spaces and everything like that. There'll be just a ton of good furniture and jewelry and good glassware and tools. There'll be some clothing. There'll be books and records, just anything that you can name.
So it's a good idea to bring a truck.
Bring a truck. Load it up.
And the date for the spring yard sale is?
It's April 21st, out in front of the store. We're supposed to start at 6, but we can start earlier. We don't care. And it goes until 2, and we don't necessarily stop at 2.
The Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. We're going to get it. Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $100. $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look. Some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. What an April we are experiencing with a cold night ahead. Clear skies. The winds will die down. Overnight low temperature by morning down to close to 40. Tomorrow, a nice recovery during the daytime hours. Sunshine with a high around 77. Tomorrow night, not quite as cold, low 52, then near 80 on Wednesday. Chance of a shower sometime Wednesday night, but the chances are small, and most of this week should be storm-free. Could be another storm system arriving at some point over the weekend. This is severe weather season in Alabama, and you can stay on top of severe weather with our free weather app. It has instant push notifications for severe weather watches or warnings wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bacon, the most beautiful thing on earth. Bacon's the best. Even the frying of bacon sounds like applause. It's like, you want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon. If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And those bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community.
You don't want this baked potato?
Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal. Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon! I just turned it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! Bacon!
That's comedian Jim Gaffigan. We get a lot of requests for his stuff on our All Request Friday shows on Happy Hour. on News Talk 93.1 FM. And as they were running the credits at the beginning of the movie Chappaquiddick, there's Jim Gaffigan. And Ed Helms, who, like I said, just was god-awful. And the last time I saw him in anything I knew he was in was that Vacation remake, which was just horrible. But Jim Gaffigan is excellent in this movie. He plays your typical overweight political hack whose simple mission is to protect his guy and help him out. And he plays a character, I forget the guy's name, but he plays a guy that had a bit of a conscience. I mean, he tried to help Teddy Kennedy when he realized how bad it really was. When you watch, you gotta, I really urge you, if you want to see a movie that, because I love period pieces where everything with the costuming and the cars, everything is from the year that's being depicted, 1969. And Chappaquiddick was one of many events that year that made 69 historically significant. In fact, what's fascinating about the movie is the way they thread the moon landing into the story of Chappaquiddick, because they pretty much happened right around the same time. So after the moon launch, and I think, let's see, can you look it up real quick, Chappaquiddick, the date, because we know we set foot on the moon on July 20th, 1969. I'm trying to get the exact date that the night that Chappaquiddick happened. But Gaffigan plays
July 18th, 1969.
So it went, it happened as we were heading to the moon and just before the actual lunar landing. And of course, the irony in that situation is that Teddy's brother was the guy that saw that as something that we needed to do. And Teddy, if the movie is so good on so many levels, you get the feeling that Teddy always felt like the family loser. Because Joe was the original guy. He was going to be the president. He was killed in an amazing World War II event where there was a, they had loaded a B-24 bomber with, well, you know, explosions, and it was a drone. And he was flying a plane that was flying with the drone, and something happened, and both planes exploded over England. I don't know if they ever found his body or anything, but that's how he died. So he was number one. So when JFK returned from the war, he was groomed to be a congressman and then ran for Senate. And Joe was behind all this, got him into the White House. A little help from friends in Chicago and so forth. Then betrayed the mafia. The guy that plays Joe Kennedy in this movie should get some acknowledgement for his performance because he's really amazing. Joe had a massive stroke not long after JFK was assassinated. So his last years were pretty rough. He couldn't do much for himself. He couldn't talk. He could write things out. And there's this amazing moment where Teddy calls Joe from a phone booth the night this happens, and he said, you know, Dad, I've done something to really, I'm really in a you know, a young woman died, and you can hear the heavy breathing of his father on the other end of the line like this. And he was able to verbalize alibi. That's what came out of old Joe. There's another scene where Teddy eventually gets to Hyannisport, to the family compound. I won't tell you what happens there, but that's also a pretty dramatic scene. The guy that played the stroke victim, I think, was amazing and deserves some consideration for a supporting actor nominee. Really, really good. I hope you'll see it. I hope you see a movie that, takes a true historical event, and when you look at it and you realize that this guy did this and the people of Massachusetts sent him back to the Senate, I think, seven times, or six more times after he was initially elected. It's unbelievable. Only did America say no thanks in 1980 when he tried to run against Jimmy Carter and against Ronald Reagan. I don't think he would have beaten Ronald Reagan. The economy was just in too much of a mess. Back to the traffic dungeon here in a second, see how things are going on this Monday. If you are interested in shutters, whether you want them for a functional purpose, to block the sun, keep the, you know, lock the world out when you need to feel alone, for an interior purpose, you can get those from Southern Shutters. If you want them for decorative reasons, for inside or outside your home, you can get those too. They've been making them here since 1964. A Montgomery police officer had a gift for shutter creation. He was really good, and he sold everything he made, and there was big demand for more. What was the solution? Open a factory on Coffee Street, where the greatest shutters on the planet are made today. And it's a fun process to watch, because it's a combination of very skilled human beings, high technology. It smells great there because they import cedar from the Pacific Northwest. It grows in a harsh climate, so it's born to be durable. That's how they can offer such a great guarantee on this particular product. So when you're ready for shutters inside or outside your home or other window treatments that Southern Shutter will be offering, first look at their product at southernshutter.com. It's truly amazing. Then call them at 294-1258. Speak with Hunter Robinson. He's the local contact here. And because you live here in the area where these shutters are made, get yourself a really great deal locally and enjoy the best in your home. Southernshutter.com. Then call Hunter, 294-1258.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Extra caution on Eastern Boulevard. That'll be from about midway of Atlanta Highway down to I-85 all the way down to Vaughan Road. There's an accident there. There's also some road construction there. It's got things tied up pretty well. So keep your eyes open if you're headed through that way. Around the rest of the boulevard, some stop-and-go stuff, mainly at the on-ramps for some of the major highways and big intersections. Everything else looks okay. Atlanta Highway is looking really good. Ware's Ferry Road, there was some congestion up there around Macklemore, but that's all cleared out now, and both interstate systems looking fairly decent. Early registration for summer term going on now in Trenum State. Classes begin May 24th, Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating or air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned, and they've been around for over 30 years. And right now, you can take advantage of Mays' huge blowout promotion. Complete HVAC packages starting at just $4,600 for a 3-ton split system while supplies last. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be here when you need them. Mays Heating and Air is an Alabama Power Company Superior Solutions dealer and a certified Alagasco contractor. Financing is available. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal at only $79. Call Paul Mays today for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895, 361-1895, or go to callmaysitpays.biz. State Alabama license number 89388.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Rich Thomas standing by at 4:55. A couple of requests for phone numbers. One was mentioned Duncan Tomlinson at the beginning of the show. If you are a man and you need good representation for a divorce, Duncan Tomlinson can be reached at 819-4810, or you can visit them online at divorceformenalabama.com.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And I've had a ton of calls for Janus Landscaping, and these are the folks. If you want somebody that can edge and keep your bushes looking beautiful and all of that and do all that heavy work, they're awesome. And their number is 202-8760. Lots of people asking for that one as well. 202-8760 for J&S. What was that?
Reminder about a wreck on the Eastern Boulevard near the interstate exit. Going, I believe, northbound, but I'm sure it'll back up traffic every which way. But Terry called and said she was leaving Best Buy. It took her like an hour to get from Best Buy to the interstate.
Ooh.
Off ramp. And that's where the wreck is on that overpass.
That is bad. We'll get an update on that after the top of the hour. Brad McDonald will join us to talk about money.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients, employees, and referring providers with total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists, Dr. John Swan and Dr. In Shin. They provide their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. Montgomery Eye utilizes cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physician before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and know your history. The LASIK procedure is appropriate for a wide range of people who want the opportunity to experience the freedom from glasses and contacts and enjoy a better quality of life. Schedule a free consultation by calling 334-272-2020 or visit them on the web at getlasik.me. At Montgomery Eye, the goal is to help you see life clearly.
Stop by Club Pilates Zelda April 19th through the 21st and be a part of the grand opening celebration. Club Pilates is unlike any workout you've done before. Sign up for a free 30-minute intro class today. There are a variety of classes and levels for all age of fitness experience. There's never been a better time to get started on a path toward positive changes. For more information, visit clubpilates.com.
I feel like the conversation we've been having in the last 5 minutes is a lot more interesting than talking about radio.
Can you hear me all the way back there?
My stereo is busted.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE. An SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence. And active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment is grabbed as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about cost and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants.